Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned in to Radiance by Design. And you know what? We have to learn to radiate. This is a crazy time on the planet. Oh, my. This is a crazy... We got some big fuzz coming up here. I can't quite hear, and we're trying to see what it's from. So if you can hear me, I'll just keep talking, and Bob, precious Bob's going to see if he can stop it. All right, it's a crazy time on the planet. We got an election coming up in exactly 1 week from today, holy mackerel. And that election is really worldwide as far as the attention goes these days, isn't it? And times are crazy. We've had an economic collapse of the economic card houses. And listen at 5 o'clock because we're talking to Swami Beyondananda, Steve Behrman's alter ego, and Steve wrote an amazing article called Cellular Economics relating the economics of the world. Is this a caller calling in?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Heather. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Heather from California. What can I do for you?
Well, I've never listened to your show before, so I don't know how this works.
Okay.
But I did have a question about a financial question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm supposed to be paid a very substantial amount of money to move out of my apartment because it's going to be demolished and rebuilt. And every month the owner tells me or tells all the tenants it's going to be next month. And so now 6 months have gone by and we haven't heard. So I was wondering if you picked up anything about that.
Just let me take a sec here. What town are you in?
I'm a Taurus.
Okay. All right, it seems, I don't know, it's in the hands of some people who are, they're redeveloping their plan, and I think there's a bit of a fear about the money part, and that it looks like it's kind of held for a while, so it's like a, got a big knot, like a great tourniquet up higher. And so I'm going like, I don't know when it's going to be. It's like, you're not the only one who's frozen in time waiting, right?
Okay.
How many of you, like, is the whole apartment building?
Well, there are eight units.
Well, it's funny because I think you're going to have to wait for about a week and a half, and then you're going to get your answer. It's either going to go really fast or it's going to stay frozen, and I don't know which because right now, and you ask any readers that you talk to, that it's really hard for us to get an accurate measure when so much is hanging on how the economic, how the bailout's working and where the powers that be are going to move the money and what's going to happen with the election and what that's going to create. So I'm saying I can't really answer your question, but they're showing in about a week to 10 days you're going to know the answer.
Awesome.
And it'll happen either really fast and you'll be moving or you'll be there for a while.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call, Heather.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. And actually, that call is very good, everybody, because even though it was before I did all my amazingly interesting preamble, it's funny because what I wanted to talk about is how we don't know what's going on. But one of the things that we can do is to empower ourselves, to center ourselves, to hold ourselves in clearing and creating, clearing and visualization, and really... making an impact in the world in terms of what you believe, what you feel, and what you're empowered enough to do. So she has a really good example of, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to get a whole bunch of money for moving because they're knocking the building down. It's either going to happen or it's not. And that's not because I'm a lousy predictor. It's because right now you can't predict. I defy anybody. And, you know, some years ago we were told not to actually do strong predictions because the life force and energy plans were changing so fast. Well, right now, everything is changing, like, hugely. It's a global change, and we do not know what's happening. And so what happens, we can either be victimized by it, or what we really need to do is think very carefully about what it is you'd want to decide, how you want to decide it, and do a lot of clearing with your blocks. So with Heather, we'd say, okay, Heather, go inside and really ask yourself what it is you really want to have happen. I want a home. What is it you want? Do you want a home? Do you want to move? Do you want to move with a download of moolah to help you move? And what do you want for the highest good of your soul journey? And it has something to do with someone else, I see, in Heather's life. And as I watch that, I go, okay, here's what we're going to do, everybody. We're going to do a meditation, and this is a sacred geometric meditation. And when you go in with me, we're going to actually do a specific thing, which is enhancing or building up your self-love. So I want everybody to take a deep breath. We're going to do a meditation. It'll take a few minutes, a couple of minutes. And I know that this works, and it's also in this particular style of meditation, it's a really amazingly powerful thing to do for healing of other people as well as yourself. So today we're going to do a little bit with ourselves, and of course we might move it to healing other people in a while. I'd like you to see above your head, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball, and it's very gold. In fact, it probably has platinum and such in it because it's so radiant. I see that there's sun glinting off it, but it's also very radiant, and there's white bits that really radiate out. And now below your spine, another golden ball, perhaps 40 feet below your spine, and drop a filament of light, a sparkling filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And now meeting the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist height. I like to have the points of the floor of my pyramid, my front, my back, and my sides. But you don't have to have them that way. You could have them the other way if you want. And then put a golden ball on each point. And then from the floor of this amazing four-sided pyramid, drop another four-sided pyramid upside down. And this one, of course, is way smaller because it's only going to the 40-foot ball. So now you're inside a structure which is like, it's called an octahedron. It's an eight-sided structure. And now inside of that structure, create a crystal ball. And the outside edges of this ball, nudge the inside edges of your structure. And when you're in that crystal ball, how does it feel to you? Yeah, does it feel kind of softer and feminine, movement? And now inside of that, I want you to be inside a star tetrahedron, which is like a Star of David. I mean, it's three-dimensional. See yourself in that. And then start spinning and spinning and spinning it. Spin it and spin it and spin it and spin it. And get going as fast as you can as you spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Then look in front of you. You know, I get dizzy when I do this. Do you? Now look in front of you at a great magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to place movies of what it is we want to do. Now, as we talked about, we want to keep this time. Today, we're going to practice centering. This centering and developing self-love so that when you radiate out into the world, you're actually creating a loving and harmonious space for yourself and other people. And I'll tell you something about that. When you do that, you actually manifest the reality that you want better and easier. It's also extremely healing and really helpful for people who are around you as well as for yourself. So the guides, we're talking to the guides before this show. For those of you who don't know, I'm an intuitive and work with a wonderful, wonderful coalescence of guides and angels, and we always talk to them clearly before the show. And what they were saying is, let's move through the chakras whilst we're looking at this screen. You're inside the structure right now, and you're looking at the screen on which you are. And I want you to feel what it's like to be on the screen. And now check your base chakra at the base of your spine. This is the chakra that has to do with your material reality and your base animal instincts and your tribal energy and, you know, your genetic, the lineage and so on. And I want you to see it as bright, clear red. And then move it. Have it spin and spin and spin. Good. And now move to the second chakra, which houses your subconscious and karma. It's orange. Somebody's got a really bright light in the middle of their orange chakra. What does that tell me? Is that you're meant to be a leader, a teacher, and you're going to help a lot of people. But most of us have a lot of all kinds of clutter in there because that's what brings in everybody else's influence. So we're standing in the back of our own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? So go into your belly area and color it bright, clear orange and see the orange up on your magical screen. And spin and spin and spin it. The spinning process helps clear up where you've got those lumps and bumps and dark shades that wouldn't be helping you create your reality. And now move your attention into the golden yellow chakra, the solar plexus, yellow like the sun. And in there, that's your personal power center. Now, for those of you who get my little blurb, it's like telling you what's on every week. I talked about how when we go through, we learn to contact our own divinity, which helps us empower our path. And when you get to your yellow chakra, this is your personal power. And when you can clear up all the ways in which you've empowered yourself, for example, defensively or competitively, you go in farther, you color it up and color it up and clear those defensive patternings, the dukes up patternings. Keep clearing it and clearing it. And remember, the divine pulse of your soul is like the grass that cracks the sidewalk. It comes through in spite of you, and that's your divinity coming on through. So as you clean up your solar plexus, what happens is more and more ways for you to empower yourself begin to come on up, and they're yours. And now from there, we're moving into our chest area, and the color of the chest is green or fuchsia. Take a look at yours. What color is it? You know what's fun about the colors is I see a lot of different colors there. Now what we want to do, this is the center of love and inspiration and courage. It's also, of course, the center of grief and response to loss, sadness, depression. So let's color it up bright, clear, green, or fuchsia. And again, I'm seeing a lot of bright white light in somebody's. And just scour your green chakra and scour that green chakra and scour the green chakra and see it up on your big screen. That's it, and it gets brighter and clearer. And then go right into your pumping organ, the heart. And as you go into the pumping organ, take some green light and clear out your heart. Just clean it all out like it's a laser cleanerator. Good. And now let's send light. We'll call in your guides and angels and ask for help in the name of Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit. And let's take light right into your heart and clear it and clear it and clear it. And let's ask the higher consciousness of your guides and angels to teach us to love ourselves better, that we want to be of the light and we want to radiate love. Now you see why we went through the other chakras so far. It's because where your red chakra is really holding back and very afraid and hasn't dealt with lineages of abuse or whatever, it prevents you from being really loving in your heart. And really, it's very, very helpful for the whole planet right now to center ourselves on loving one another. I think that's the pivotal drive for the evolution of these times. So again, we're going to color up the heart chakra green and make sure you've scoured up your heart and ask your guides and angels to show you self-love, to love yourself. Throw your arms around yourself for a minute and go, oh, yummy, you're the best. I just love you. Does that feel good? And now keep moving on up and go into your throat chakra. And that's right at the base of the front of your neck, right into your thyroid. And in there, I want you to color it up bright, clear blue. I'll leave the shade of blue up to you. And this is where we transform experiences and the leftover of experiences into wisdom. And if you get stuck there, you want to sing, nah. It's the bottleneck and the gateway to wisdom. That's excellent. Now see yourself up on the screen with this really bright, bright blue chakra. And it's not bottlenecked, it's just opening to express the truth and the wisdom and the experience of who you are, because you love yourself, right? And when you love yourself, you know that you're a vehicle, a vibrational vehicle of light, And you've moved through all of these experiences for a good reason. You're going to share that reason with the world. Now let's move up into your third eye and behind your brow. And that's deep, deep indigo. And it actually takes you right into your brain. You can kind of feel it. If you focus on your third eye, you can feel way into your brain. And then make it very, very bright and clear. When you improve self-love, it really improves your ability to see things. That's it. Make it bright, clear, purple, and then seep that indigo and see that on your screen as well. And see this is the second of the wisdom chakras and how much more wisdom you have when you're open there. Because you can see why people are doing certain things and what the greater journey is about. Good. Move to the top of your head, and there's violet. You bring in God, guides, angels, higher power. All these amazing messengers that come to us from angels and guides and from feelings and from aliens and from universal energy flows. And you're going to open that crown chakra. My guest, Swami Beyondananda, is going to come on, and he often talks about the clown chakra. Because you got to laugh, boys and girls. Now bring in the light through the top of your head and see that happening up on your screen. Okay, now let's connect the dots here. We're going to run a golden light from way above into the galactic center, right down in through the golden ball that we have, and run it right along that amazing filament of light that's running through your body. We're adding to it. We're adding golden and platinum light. And have it go all the way through your spine, out through the lower golden ball, and into the core of the earth. Okay. Now drop back into your heart chakra. And then all the way through this show today, we're going to talk about self-love as well. So back into your heart chakra and ask your guides and angels to say, I am loving. I love. I am loving. I love myself. Everything I do is for love. We're just going to do that because by the end of the show, you should have built up, or you should be able to build up, a very strong feeling of self-love. And I promise you this, that that kind of love is going to really help you manifest more of the life you want. So come out and spin in the star tetrahedron for one more minute. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Now we're coming back in the room. And that's just called a structure. And it's a really interesting thing to do because as you practice this, it was very interesting. Yesterday I was doing, we've come down to San Diego because I was going to a Mexican dentist to get the mercury out of my teeth. And I'll tell you something, I was scared because this guy was going to work on me for 5 hours and take out all the mercury from my teeth, which is a whole lot. Well, not all. He was just doing the bottom half. But I was terrified. And I don't like to admit that, but, you know, it's true. I was really scared, and I know better than to be scared because, as you and I know, being scared all the time and being fear-based manifests big problems, right? So I'm going, oh, Lordy, what can I do? I can't seem to get myself calm. I took my B vitamins. I took my minerals. I took this. I took that. So I lay in there, and I started doing this exercise. I'm laying back on his chair, and I started doing this exercise. And I'll tell you something. It was so amazing how much love I felt while he was drilling away there. I could feel so much love for myself. And I know he was catching it too. So I was then, it took me a while. It was like it popped out of a membrane. Does that make sense? It's like I could feel it kind of growing there. But it had to grow and grow and then pop out of some kind of container so that I could really feel it. And finally, the dentist mentioned it as well. He said, I can really feel the work you're doing as you make us both feel better. And he was feeling, he said at this point, he was really happy. And the reality is that what happens is we then can take that. Now, I don't promise you that I can do that all the time, because I can't, and I haven't. But I'm going to learn. And as we, you know, when I do my work, I absolutely love my work, and I always love the people I work with, and that's partially the guides and angels. But it makes it very powerful and very, very magical. So bringing through that kind of awareness and energy, you don't have to do it yourself. Get your higher self to work with you so that you can bring the love through. Because as we talked about, there's a lot of people, and the guides are saying this before, I did some channeling before the show, and the guides are saying that still there's a lot more people that are going to be frustrated about losing houses and not having the financial resources that they had before. A lot of that is tumbling, and we've heard for many, many years it was going to come apart. But that's not all. There are new things happening. So if you have an idea that this is what's going to make you secure and that disappears, you either collapse into it, and you might need a little time to collapse because that's just a normal reaction. You either collapse into it, or what you do is learn how to feel that loss, really feel it in a big way, and then release it, and then begin to draw in the lights. Use your chakras, use your structures, and really find the center that you are. Because even though we've lost some way of life, not that everybody's going to lose our entire way of life, but I'll tell you what, this is a global thing going on, so there's going to be quite a major number of losses, isn't there? There already are some. But as we learn to center, we can actually find the joy in helping each other make the transitions to different ways of life, different styles of home, all of that kind of stuff. So it's a really... this is a time we've heard about for a long time. This is coming toward 2012. It's supposed to be the end of the Mayan calendar. Well, it's the end of all kinds of cycles. I won't be able to remember all of them. Some of them are 25,000 years old. There's a lot of cycles. For those of you who listened to Linda Sherman's interview recently about the astrological changes that we're seeing and recording at this time in history. I mean, it's tremendous, the number of endings of cycles that are going on. But we also have known intuitively, we've heard for a long time that things are going to come to an end, things are going to fall apart, systems are going to dissemble. But what else have we heard? We've heard that humanity is going to evolve, or humanity is going to have the opportunity to evolve. I'm just assuming we're going to do it. And in that evolution, we'll begin to create smaller communities in which the care and support of these communities is going to be more in our own hands, and not so corporate as the way the government has gone in this many-stated arrangement that we've got here, that the corruption that's kind of brought things down maybe won't get out of hand so much if people are focusing on love and self-love and love of their neighbors and families and plants and flowers and birds and animals and water. How many other things have we heard? I mean, it's really amazing that these are the times when the changes are... two things, terrifying or scary or inconvenient, and they're also really welcome because it's really been out of hand for a long time, hasn't it? Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I won't belabor all of that. Well, I might. We might belabor it all the way through this whole show, but I really want you to call in, and the call-in numbers are... I get over here by this window in this wonderful place in San Diego, and I leave my call-in numbers across the room. So, incidentally, I want to say that we're down here to go to a Mexican dentist, which is kind of a weird thing to do, but some of my healer friends have talked to me about it, especially about getting the mercury out of our fillings. But also, there's a lot of clinics in Mexico where people are going for very, very difficult illnesses, for fatal diseases, or for situations where their doctors have given up on them, or simply through alternative treatments for cancer and so on. And where we're staying is the Best Western right near Tijuana. And it's absolutely packed full of people who stay here and then take the little shuttle bus to the various clinics in order to work with alternative healers who are just over the border. Very often the clinics are related to American places. But I'll tell you what, it's really exciting. I mean, just talking to them, I feel extremely inspired. And they're coming from Canada, and they're coming from various parts of the States, and apparently a lot of them come from Europe. I met somebody from Sweden, somebody from Holland. So it's a really interesting place to be right now. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about self-love, or maybe it is self-love, where people who feel thwarted by the system, whether it's the healthcare system or financial system or what, take action and find alternative methods. One of the alternative methods is learning to center ourselves and radiate consciously into the world in order to set the scene and set the tone for what it is you want to experience out there. Okay, so here's the numbers. You ready? Call in. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. That's from the States. For those of you listening from Canada, it's 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And the direct line for anybody else in the whole universe is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. And I'd love you to call in with various questions about your journey right now. What is going on in your world? How are you at loving yourself? How are you at holding your center and really maintaining a kind of a center at this point? How many of you have crazy identity things like, oh golly, I'm not one who can do that. I can't concentrate. I have ADD. All of that kind of stuff. Saying to you, come on, those are just things that we've adapted to that we believe in for ourselves. My old one used to be, I have a Mars in Pisces. That's hopeless, so I'm hopeless. Somebody told me that when I was young, and I bought it, didn't I? So we have these really crazy identity things that are going on inside of us. So as we talk, let's see what's going on with you and how can we shift the energy that you're applying to your world today so that you can manifest a smooth transition or a happy state of affairs. And what have you got to say about the election? So call in with your questions. Now, if you don't, you know I'm going to... There's an interesting click going on, so I can't tell if somebody's coming in or whether we're getting clicked off the air or what. All right. Let me see. I'm going to take a look at some people here. Let me see. Well, I see somebody who's just flat-out depressed, because they feel that their world that they planned is not going to work out. And I want to say to her, so let's send some energy to her. She's sitting there feeling like her days are numbered and her life is done because everything she planned is not going to work out right now. She's still alone and she does not have the resources that she planned to have. Everything has changed. But it's really interesting about her because I see that that program in her is easily, she's easily defeated right now. I think she's a tiny bit overweight, not that that's always the thing, but what I see in the belly area and the solar plexus is really heavy energy that says, oh, I'm hopeless. It's kind of a depression energy. I'm going, you know what, honey? You've got all kinds of opportunities coming up if you want them. The first thing we'd ask you to do is clear out that highly packed energy that's in your belly and your solar plexus. You don't have to go on a fast and lose 40 pounds in a week, but I would ask you to start sucking your gut in and out, because remember the gastrointestinal tract is what holds the unconscious and subconscious drives to your personal power. So they can function like filters over your power. Instead of being powerful, you can feel like, oh, I'm sluggish. I can't really think straight. My mom was just like this, and my granny was just like this. You can think all those things and feel like I'm doomed, and nobody likes me anyway. You see what I'm saying? I want you to take a look at yourself and start sucking that gut in and out. Big breath. And that's going to move. Believe me, everybody, that moves some of those energies that come from. Thank you for calling. That moves some of those energies that come from leftover stuff, leftover thoughts and feelings from your family of origin and from your childhood. And we'll talk about you after, but we have a caller right now. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I swear you're talking about me on the air.
Are you going?
Well, I don't know who you're. I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to the things you're saying, but it sure feels a lot like me.
For anybody who doesn't know, can I give you a name? Why are you going to give your name?
You can say, yeah.
This is the famous Jane Entwistle. So how are you doing? Except that here's something interesting about you. You hold some of that same energy that I was talking about, which wasn't about you, actually. But behind that, and this is true for her as well, but yours is very bright, you have, right at the navel level, a very bright light in there. Do you know that?
No.
And you're going to break your way through that patterning, which has been kind of a subconscious patterning. You're going to break through it. I would really recommend that you do... you do some powerful breathing energy. Because even as we're talking, that darkness around your midriff is actually melting. Can you see that?
I would like my midriff to melt. In more ways than one.
In more ways. Well, it's melted in all ways. But the thing that I'm saying about Jane is that as we talk about it, that light that's in her starts to grow because our light and our self-love, like flowers, it grows when it's honored and recognized and moved forward. So it has the ability to take its place. So you have what I'd say is a strong charisma. And that charisma, when it's tapped, moves out a long way. Do you know that?
Mm.
You've got a new job coming up, girl.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. One of the things about that, I happen to know that Jane is a performer, and sometimes the jobs aren't always even. But one of the things about that, Jane, and people at home, is that when you focus on that inner part and that self-love, and you really build that up, and then you send out your images and your visions of what it is you want, the strength in those, the vibrational strength in those visions, does manifest more swiftly and more thoroughly than before you do that clearing.
Mm.
You understand what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like we can throw better when our arm is not covered with peanut butter. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. When I'm feeling, kind of feisty and I'm clear and I have energy and I'm moving quickly, I feel like the phone is ringing and so many things are happening. Then I get these lulls, and the minute I feel that lull, I just descend so fast, and I hate it.
Do you think that, did you hear the part where I was saying that we fall back into identity?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see any identities you might fall back into?
Well, I fall into some old childhood stuff about being lazy and not being good, and lately I've been on this trend of I always feel like I'm bad.
Aww.
Even if I've not done any, I don't really do bad things.
No, I know.
But I just feel bad.
But see, that's a perfect example, isn't it, of how we get into a period that's you have a great job and then you have a lull period.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't there a part of you that goes, oh no, here I go again into that feeling?
Exactly.
I'm calling that identities, and the guides say grab it, look at it, dance with it, call it describe the whole thing if you want, and then call it up and really give it like a name and a face, and then hand it over to your spirit guides, because the more we see these identities, the less they can slide up out of the subconscious, because you feel victimized by it. I'm saying, are you kidding? It's just a Fig Newton of your past imagination. Right? And you don't need to be victimized by it because you're extremely powerful and you have a very, very strong light.
Mm. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the other thing, is stick a structure in your stomach, in your gastrointestinal tract, and spin it.
Okay.
Will you do that?
In my stomach?
Yep, right in your stomach, right between your solar plexus and your navel.
Okay.
And get it spinning. And people at home, you can do that too. Start spinning and spinning. Use the star tetrahedron, I think, is the best, or the double tetrahedron, and just spin it and spin it in there with that consciousness of you dropping back into an old place that is no longer relevant for you.
Okay.
Because you're not a bad person, and you're not a bad girl. B, you've got this thing of, I've always been like that, and I'm going, oh, time to stand on your tippy toes on top of that belief and then just start flying.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
And the third thing is you have the charisma to move out into the world and attract a whole different response to you. You have a new job coming up that's going to surprise you. It's going to tap you right on the shoulder.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I'm excited.
So phone in next week and let us know.
I will.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye. So that was an interesting call because even though it wasn't she that I was speaking of, that is a similar trait, isn't it, for a lot of people. The poor lady I was talking about is less, I was going to say less charismatic than Jane, but I think the truth of it is that she's less experienced at using her charisma than Jane is. And when I say that using the charisma, it means that if we do the clearing, if we can clear, for example, all the energy from that identity, so this one is saying, her whole life has just gotten messed up, and that always happens to her about the time she's going forward. I'm saying, call that up. Call in your guides and angels. Say, come on. And I get cheeky because sometimes if we're in a hurry and we're cranky, it helps to just say exactly like you feel. So I'll go, come on in here. Look what I'm doing with it. Yuck. And they laugh and come right in. So you don't have to put your Sunday best on. You know what I mean? And then... oh, goody, I have another call. I'll just finish this thought, and then you'll be on the air. And then, so when you call up, and when you ask for help from the divine, I'll tell you what, they just make your body buzz. You'll really feel their presence, especially if you've practiced this for a little while. And then get them to take that belief structure that somehow was a part of your childhood or your mom and dad's path or whatever. Don't let it stay. Remember, you can handle changing a lot of this stuff and center yourself for your own reality, and you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I was listening to you on Jackie's show, and there was an invitation to let go of all identities except the one that you came from the source with.
Yes.
Yes, I've been loving that. And the night I did that, there were lights in my room, and I'm very curious about these lights. Were they a Fig Newton of my imagination?
Or? Not at all, honey. You've done a great job with that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Just a sec here. Well, you know, it's funny. When you call up and release all identities that block source, I mean, that's a huge step. That's
I
very
love
exciting.
It. It is the solution.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
But when I see that, I go, and I have a reason for being a bit tempered down here, but in any case,
okay.
When I see that, I go, well, you have the ability to see, you know what I mean? To
mm-hmm.
see intuitively
mm-hmm.
and to see beings around you and so on. And the lights just show how you've just dumped a whole bunch of darknesses or shadows or dense frequencies in your body-mind. That's all. They're just popping up to remind you. I believe that they're kind of like little presence, little consciousnesses.
They were.
Yeah. Did you talk to them?
I didn't. I got kind of afraid. And I thought I was sleeping. You know, I was at 3:00 in the morning, and I saw these lights, and they were just like in a line, little flickering line, and I stayed for about 10 minutes, and then I left.
Do you know why you were afraid?
Well, I've never really wanted to see. I can hear. I like to hear things and be guided that way,
mm-hmm.
and I've always said, I don't want to see ghosts, and I don't want to see. So it was the first time I let myself see.
I seen the light.
But I wanted to check with you and see if they were nice and good. And
oh, honey, it's beautiful what it looks like. And you're going to have some more practice with this exercise.
Okay.
And we can do that with people at home, too. But I have a reason. Well, in any case, you're going to have more practice with this, and you will do this better and better. All right?
The seeing.
Yeah.
And now, if I talk to them, what, I mean, just have a regular, like I always do, kind of conversation?
Well, you know what, I always say the same thing, is call in your guides and angels and ask that everything comes through from the highest source
right.
of consciousness. It's
absolutely.
Always, always important to do that.
Always.
And the thing is wrapping yourself in light and spinning in the tetrahedron works or the violet fire. And
while they're there.
Yeah, if you're scared, because you said you were scared.
Yeah, a little scared, because the first time I let myself see anything.
You know what we used to say years ago was like, if, are you from the Christing? Are you from the light? If not,
right.
Be gone.
Right, I do that.
Well, and things just move, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So you really don't have anything to be afraid of.
But they really were visitors?
Yes, siree. Well, I think that they were like flicks of consciousness from your potential to be much greater than a human being with all our densities.
Right.
You know, they see you. They were a reminder. I won't say they're aliens or fairies or anything. I just feel like they're flecks of consciousness.
Okay. That pattern, did a pattern have any meaning? It was just a straight line going off and on. Two lines.
I don't think so. I feel like it was just...
It's like, let's see if she can handle us now.
Yeah, we're here. It's just like this. We're here. It was very gentle. We're here.
Yeah, it was very, very gentle.
Very gentle, very loving.
And inviting in Jackie, the team that Jackie works with, and is that really happening, or is that a fake Newton? I mean, am I really being able to wash away? I see it like a waterfall, and I just stand under it. It just washes away all these identities, lifetimes.
I don't think that's a fake Newton, girl. I think you're doing a great job.
And it's happening for really?
Yes. Oh, how do you feel?
Sometimes I believe it.
I want to say to you, I can say yes, and it looks like it's true, but I'll tell you what my experience is very often, that sometimes things creep back. So
right.
It's not a matter of it worked, yes, it worked,
right.
No.
Okay.
It's a matter of keep going, because our attraction for it is intrinsic. It's the cellular intrinsic attraction for densities and so on, right?
Sure.
And you're clearing those.
Yes.
So how long does it take you? I think you're doing an amazing job.
Okay.
Can you hear that there's fuzz on my station?
Yeah. Huh. There always is, because you're just so open to the universes that they're all trying to come through, I think. I had one more question about that tetrahedron. Can I take a big group in there with me, like when I do this healing work with
you
the Marys
sure
and
can.
Jesus and everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Can we all go in that spinning tetrahedron inside the crystal ball, inside the upside down?
You betcha. You can take worlds and universes. You can take whatever you clarify there.
Okay.
All right?
All right. We have parties in there.
You betcha. It's a great party room, and it's a great gymnasium.
Gymnasium.
And a great research lab.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. I think you're doing wonderful work.
Thank you. Yeah, and good luck with your dentistry down there.
Oh, thank you. I hope it all worked out. It's so far, so good.
Good, good.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I bet it is.
But it's worth getting it done.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care, darling.
Okay, honey. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks.
Now, she's doing something, for those of you who are listening also to Jackie's show, it's really wonderful to be able to clear all identities that have anything to do with, well, anything that isn't your preference right now. So that's like, oh, we got this from my mother, from my lineage, from my past lives, from this, that, and the other thing. All of that, it'd be wonderful to clear it, and if you're ready, you can do that. But there's a lot of us, and I do work on that, but the other thing is many times on a smaller level, they pop up. And so with my mythical person who's at home and is absolutely frustrated because the economic shifts are changing all of her futurizing, we're saying that some people might want to take bit by bit and start moving it. I'm saying change. I say your belief that change is going to limit you, and that if you don't have the future that you planned, you will be somehow a failure. That's a belief structure that needs to be dealt with. So for that woman to dump everything that ever was associated with her past might be a little bit too huge boatload right now, because she's really being limited by the moment. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you are on the air. Thank you for your call.
Hi, Veronica. Good afternoon. This is Laris.
Hi, Laris. How are you?
Good. I am now in Wisconsin, and I'm ready to go tomorrow back to Barcelona, Spain.
Oh, have you had a good time in the U.S.?
Yes, I have. It's just very hectic, and, you know, I really was not in Seattle as much as I want to be. So But anyway, I wanted to first say hi to you all and share with you a marvelous message that I got and that I have been practicing for about 2 weeks now, and that is in tune with the message that you are actually projecting today. I was told that we all have a tuning fork inside, that we can imagine something like a tuning fork.
Great.
And that we can have the intention, we have the right to ask to the part of us that is with the God oneness every morning to support us in producing and projecting the frequencies out of that tuning fork that actually harmonize with the events and people that around us that will be attracted. So we are going to be able to manifest the potentialities out of it, number of potentialities that could happen in our future. We can create in the now the ones that are really going to evolve us and make us wiser for the sake of us and everybody else. And I do that, and I have seen that what happened in the day is so synchronized with love and power, the power that is inside ourselves. That is wonderful. So you are talking about potentials, you're talking about self-love, and I think that I saw it so ingrained with what my experience is that I needed to just share it. So
thank you so much. Are you doing that regularly? Are you doing that regularly? Are you still there, Lars? I think she must have hung up. All right. What I gather is that she was recognizing that we're like a tuning fork inside, speaking of our essential vibratory reality without all the identities and the stuff in there. So like a tuning fork inside, you can pray to have your guides and angels tune it up. Really get it to be the radiant force in your life instead of all of this stuff that we radiate. I loved that call. That was very good, Lars. Have a wonderful trip here in the U.S. and go back to Barcelona refreshed, loving, and having connected. All right, so this is, so we have all these different styles, don't we? I'm going to run some lights. It's really good to think of the tuning fork. I think that's excellent. So calling in your guides and angels and asking for help as you raise the fields and frequencies that you run through you. Another way of doing that, and we started off by doing the chakras. You know, there's time for another caller if you want to call in. But anyway, we started off doing the chakras. But one of the things that's kind of fun is when you do the chakras, which go in order the colors of the rainbow, for those of you who aren't very familiar with them yet, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, Roy G. Biv. You can also call in from the universe. First of all, clear yourself and ask for help and raise your hands, palm up, out, flat out, and then call in each colored frequency. It's really fun. Call in the red frequency and with your mind, tune it up into your base chakra and then build the red frequency all the way up your spine, up through the top of your head. Sometimes I like to just color my whole body red for a while and run around like a little red nymph or sprite. Call it in. But the trick is, oh, good, we have a caller. But the trick is when you do this game, you want to hold your attention on it and actually feel that light building up in your body. And you will be able to feel the difference between any of the colored frequencies. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. I'm sorry I got disconnected.
That's okay.
And I don't know if it must be that what I was saying, it needed the need to be here or something. I don't need to be heard anyway.
I liked it though.
But in any case, the other thing you were talking about, you wanted people to talk about the elections.
Yes.
And my comment is that I have heard so many people that are going to vote, or supposedly they are saying that are going to vote for McCain, and they all have the same pattern, which is, I am afraid. I am afraid. I am afraid to see Obama with power. And And I think that that is just a manifestation of how humanity is going through now the change, you know. I think they think they're afraid.
Have
of
they said anything
Obama.
Farther than that about, like, why are they afraid of Obama?
Well, yeah, they all have their own ways, you know, like if we are going to be a communist country because of Obama, or because they are going to be, you know, they are going to lose everything. In other words, they are buying into what they hear, which is, we all do that, at some point in our life. We do that very frequently, we human beings. So I think that at the end, what happened is just the state of the whole world, in general, that we know that something very big is happening, and we just don't know how to face it. And some people just react with fear, and they don't know where it's coming from. So that's, you know.
Right,
well,
it's coming
I
from lobbying, and it's coming from press, and it's coming from other people's opinion a lot, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, we really don't know who we're going to be saddled with from what you read.
Correct, yeah. And I think it's going to be okay. I think that we are as a critical mass going forward. We all, and I think the outcome is going to be better. So
what the advice that I would give right now is, listening to this, and I really appreciate your call, Laura, is that we need to all sit with the vote. We all need to sit with, for example, Obama, or sit with McCain, and really ask our higher self to be in, and then just meditate into it. Because voting from fear is somehow voting for the security of what is, which is actually pretty crazy, isn't it? You know, what isn't necessarily better. It's just something we're familiar with. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
So I believe everybody at home, I would go into my structure and spin, 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 and take a look at that screen in front of you and say, what's up? Take Obama in with you and spin and spin and put him up on the screen and see if he's if he's strong enough, if he's volatile enough, if he's safe enough, is he clear enough? And then just let yourself be with that. And then do the same thing with McCain and Sarah Palin. I mean, do the same thing and ask yourself if fear is your best tool for making a decision, or couldn't you clear that out? Pretty scary stuff, I'd say. What do you say, Dolan? I think she's gone again, but I love that call. Now listen, for those of you who can stay on, please stay tuned for Swami Beyond Ananda. Because Don reminded me, I did not publish it enough. He should have been on the, should have been right on the front page there on BBS, because he is one incredible guy, and his political know-how is brilliant. He wrote, for those of you who cannot stay on, check his website, wakeuplaughing.com, or check, there's an article he wrote called Cellular Economics, and oh my goodness, it's great. I think it's on, I can't remember the name of it. There's a website article, a little news magazine, and it's called Paradigm Something. But anyway, if you Google Steve Behrman, Behrman, and you get Cellular Economics, read that article. He is so brilliant talking about this country and the whole human race around the world, and the dominance we've had for having and for greed, and how a body, all the cells in the body work to keep the whole organism running. They don't work to just gather only so that the heart will run or so that the brain will run. It's really brilliant. And now I'm going to have to leave for a few minutes, but I want to say next week is going to be rerun week, because it's election day, and for me it's going to be traveling day. So we're going to rerun one of my shows from a while back on identity. And I also think we might run Jackie Salvitti's interview. We interviewed Jackie and the ET Healing team. I think I'm going to run them for Paradigm Shifters next week. So next week's shows will be very good, but there'll be a rerun. For those of you who are listening and sometimes listen to Jackie's show, with me. I do some interviewing of Jackie Salvitti and her ET Healing team, a wonderful channeled group of beings. And it'll be Thursday night at 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. And I will be back at the top of the hour with Swami Beyondananda. And if you've got a minute, Google his wakeuplaughing.com or cellular economics and prepare. We're going to ask him what he thinks about the election, about Obama, about Sarah Palin, about McCain, about Bush, about the movie Bush, about some of the work he's doing with Bruce Lipton and the book they're putting out. And oh my, we have a lot to talk to him about, and he's very funny. He always says, Swami for precedent. He wants to set a precedent. So join us, Waking Up Laughing, at the top of the hour. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, or phone me, 510-595-5564. We'll see you at the top of the hour.